Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
It burst, and there was Clara everywhere.
Podcast 94, everybody!
94!
Just before we start this.
94!
Just while that intro music was coming in, Yvette was saying she isn't rude at all.
I find that very difficult to believe.
I'm not rude. You two are rude, by
the
way.
Is it because you're a children's author?
It is because I'm a children's author.
She's a children's author, you know.
Absolutely, I don't swear. I don't poo, I don't wee. I don't say anything rude or inappropriate whatsoever. I just listen to you two and put up with... You put this on here without putting it on anything.
You've left, right in bloody front of you, you didn't say anything.
You've left a bloody mark on here.
Just explain to the listeners what the...
Why do you do that every freaking time?
Because...
There's more bloody marks on here. It looks like a bloody...
Okay, so we just started, listeners, and we're being shouted at because we've been served cups of coffee and there's been no coasters put on the table, so I'm just explaining to you.
Sweaty arse on there.
That's not me. What's up, me?
Look, I'll tell you what, I'll go out and get my sander and put it on there later on.
Well, you've got to stop doing that.
Right, okay, well, you're just doing it.
I'm putting it on paper. You knew that placemat was there, why didn't you bloody well put
right
it on there?
In front of you.
Who is right in this marriage? Who is right?
You are, my dear. I'm sorry, it's my fault.
Shut up.
Join us next week.
Hello.
Hello,
everyone. I think we should do the hair podcast and all like that.
Well, that'd be really splendid, wouldn't it?
I've been watching Call the Midwife from the very beginning.
Oh, really?
How great is that?
Oh, is it Miranda? Miranda Hart?
Miranda Hart. Yeah.
Yes, she's in there and she character's absolutely marvellous. And of course, everything is bally marvellous.
And do you know what? I've fallen in love with Jenny Agutter all over again, as I did in the Railway Children.
Yeah. Right.
When I was a kid, I looked at her and go, she's great. And then, and do you know what? I think I've rarely seen, probably the last long series I've seen that had such good actors in it and such good storylines was All Creatures Great and Small, the original one. Yeah. Not that the new one is brilliant, I have to say, but there's only been a few series of that. The other ones we've watched over and over again, haven't we? The originals. And I think Siegfried Farnan, the characterisation of that man is just brilliant. But it's rare that you get something so good, and Call the Midwife is. Every single one is brilliant. We love you.
I have to watch it with tissues because I'm crying all the time.
You big softy.
I know, but
I have
did.
To watch it with tissue. I got a thing for nuns.
Oh my God!
Did I actually say that?
Yes, you just did, you weirdo freaky man. Yes.
Very good.
Anyway.
Yes.
Here we are. We're officially opening the podcast then. What treats?
Now, I thought we were going to give these a second chance from last week because I noticed, Yvette, that despite first attempts, and we did have the chocolate Yvette pie surprise.
Disgusting thing.
It was delicious.
Lovely. No, it wasn't.
But that had sour taste. So we're going to try again as this giant wiggles.
I found
myself munching my way through the podcast last week as well.
I would prefer.
Now you haven't got the
chocolate
cake taste. Take those fucking giant wiggles and stick them up your ass.
I Oh, that's very bit rude, that, isn't it?
Well, they're fucking useless. There's no taste. I'm going to have it this week.
I think it's because he couldn't be arsed going and getting any others. That's all it was.
It's in the supermarket. What are you about?
I think you're lying. I think you and your lying eyes. Look at me. Look at me. You and your
these
lying.
These fucking giant wrinkles are shit. They're
turning them on the floor again.
Oh, wow.
Carl doesn't lie, the giant wiggles.
Yeah, but Watson will what do you think?
Is he fast asleep? Even Watson's not got up for him.
Oh, he will. He'll smell it and come up.
Well, speaking of smelling it, can I interest you in a finger?
Oh, you are a naughty man.
Yes, I am.
Oh my God, they're the white ones. There I love these. And you see, I'm not having a glass of wine today. I've been swimming again, you see.
Oh, so you have.
And
I could smell chlorine when I came in.
Oh no, I shower, darling. And let me tell you, when you come back, you don't really fancy I just want warm tea.
Yes.
Warm tea or coffee. And then you see dip your chocolate finger into the tea.
Have you noticed, Glenn, that she's taken all of those chocolate fingers over to herself? I can't even reach them.
Oh, my God, I've grown now. Thank you.
You're welcome.
The podcast is now officially open.
Glenn, I'm just stealing these off of Yvette. Let me have them. Glenn, would you like a chocolate finger?
Oh, I won't say no to one, at least.
Yeah, just have one.
I'm going to have one later. I can't really eat one now. Go on, have it.
No, I will finish those. Very bad, isn't it? To finish a whole bag.
No, it's not.
Oh, I've got a problem with my teeth.
What's wrong with them?
Can't take them out as regularly as it used to. No.
You're in sizes?
In sizes. Oh, my God. If I have a hot drink or a cold drink, I'm in so much pain.
You can fix that.
How?
You can either use a straw.
Yes.
Or take them out.
I'm not going to take them out, am I? I will take a straw, actually, when I'm drinking cold water. But I don't know what to do. The only other thing I have done is use that Sensodyne toothpaste and actually rubbed it over. I think I've got receding gums and my nerves are perhaps unsure.
So that you're using sensitive toothpaste, which is interesting because my sensitive toothpaste doesn't like it when I use other toothpaste. Yeah.
Good grief.
I know. Hey, how exciting is this podcast?
It's great, isn't it?
I can actually hear people switching off.
Oh, so sorry.
Anyway, Glenn.
You can edit that bit out, Glenn, if you like.
Not that in, you know. It's a bit of light and shade, is it, compared to the hijinks from last week when I was smelling Carl's fingers?
Yes, that's right. The dirty boy. Yeah. Yes.
I just wanted to see if he'd been gardening. Oh.
Hi, Ed.
Yeah.
ow.
Oh, no. Well, blow on that.
I've been battling through a bush.
My teeth.
Is it hurting
still, sweetheart?
Yeah, that's horrid. Oh, look. The chocolate's left a sign in the top of my teeth. It looks like Italy.
If Reg was here, he'd probably give you a reading.
Maybe we should ask Reg to do that.
That's a good idea.
Maybe we should.
See what kind of mood he's in this week and if he's been possessed or not.
Yeah. Anyway, how was your day, Glennon?
Oh, I'm glad you asked me that question. How was my day? That's a very good question indeed. So much so.
You tried to find it on your Gidgemitch.
Gidgemitch? What the fuck is a Gidgemitch?
It's a
word
from China.
It's this.
How was your day?
I got a Gidgemitch and I know what to do with it.
Well, it's funny you say.
Yes.
You've started that like nothing has happened. You've heard me sitting back in a chair with her hands on her knees going, I've got a Gidgemitch. What to do with it?
Sorry, go on.
You need to talk about this. Over, you know.
And I've got a Gidgemitch.
Well, you see, you are, as I predicted, tucking into these giant wiggles.
No, I'm not. You're actually eating a freaking finger. What's up with your eyes?
They're obviously blind! All I can hear is munching in my headphones.
You're imagining things, Glenneth. I haven't touched those giggly wiggly giant fecking cheesy things.
As you can see, I went to...
You were lazy bastard.
Which supermarket
did I go
to?
You couldn't even be bothered to go and get any new ones.
No, I did go because look...
You didn't, you got two.
What's it say?
It's Asda.
Right, okay. And where do you think those chocolate fingers came from?
All right, I'll let you off.
Right, so... There
I apologise.
I went to the supermarket, and I did something that we've previously discussed, Carl, is when you go to the supermarket car park, you look for the space where there's no other cars.
Yes, yeah.
And this occasion, I've pulled up in a nice empty row of car parking spaces, and then I stopped because a message came through on my phone. So as I turned the engine off and I was responding to this text, and as I finished sending the text, I looked up and to my right, somebody had pulled up beside me.
Why did they do that?
You twat!
Why?
And actually, they hadn't quite pulled up. They were they were actually trying to manoeuvre so they could get within the lines of the parking space. Bear in mind, there's no other spaces around me, but no, they've made a beeline for me in the time it takes me to respond to a text, and they're trying to manoeuvre their car. Well, just to fuck them right over, I turned the ignition on and I drove two spaces in front to the empty spaces there as well.
Good on you. Good.
Why do people do that?
I don't know.
They're just dicks.
They are, but no sooner had I done that, I thought, all right, whilst I've got my phone, I'm just going to send another message to someone else. And then somebody else come in and pulled them to the other side of me as well, and I moved to the far end.
She pheromones.
Maybe that's what it is.
Do you know what it is? These will be the same people who drive bang on 70 miles an hour in lane 3 on a motorway and refuse to fucking get out.
Got it there, Mr. Beatty.
I'm doing
bang
the speed
on.
Limit, so you should as well.
Yeah, the point is, do the fucking speed limit in lane 1, you fucking dick.
There you go. So all that stemmed from my visit to the supermarket car park and the knobheads who will decide to try and manoeuvre right next to you as close as possible.
Bastards.
When there's loads of empty spaces. And I witnessed it firsthand today. Actually, you know, normally you'd go in the shop and you'd come back and you'd find them. Yeah. This time I was actually present when it was going on.
Maybe they're just rookies. They haven't quite got sorted out the real way of doing it. You have to wait for the person to leave the car, then you kind of do it. Maybe they're just learning.
Crazy.
But what about you? The parcel you had?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, how was your day?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, I want to... We'll come to the parcel in a second. But I was out with Mary and Carl. We were out, weren't we? Just having a little smooch around Manchester.
Moochy smooch.
And we were in Marks and Spencer's.
Oh, yes.
And me and Mary... Carl was off looking in the satin knickerer section. And,
Hobby.
Hobby, it was sniffing. Anyway, I saw a sign with the most enormous knickers underneath them. And it said, period knickers.
Ooh.
Exactly our thought. Yeah. Well, anyway, me and Mary went closer. There was another mother and daughter there. And they were also having a feel and a conversation. And I said to the lady, the other mother, I said, what are these period knickers? What does it mean? Just to be safe, you know, with big knickers. That's what, you know.
Yeah.
No, she said, these are a social media phenomena. And I said, what do you mean? She said, apparently women are wearing these period knickers with no sanitary products whatsoever.
Okay.
It's all, you have your monthlies or you have your, it happens in the day. And she said, and then you just wash them and put them back on again.
Interesting.
It made me...
Gip.
Beyond, and none of us could believe it. But apparently, they're a sensation, according to social media. Women are snapping them up. But I cannot, and I spoke to my lady friends here, my girlfriends, and they all were like, you what? What? Oh, my God. What the heck? Then Carl arrived from the satin department.
I wasn't looking for period knickers. I was looking for common knickers.
Yeah. He arrived over, and then I had to explain to his face was a picture.
Well, I couldn't fucking believe it. To be honest, it's like just going and getting a big pair of pants with some padding in it and shitting yourself. I go, well, I can't be asked to go to the fucking toilet and wipe myself, so I'll just let it all fucking happen, and I'll wash them and wear them next week. I just kind of... I just
there are no words.
No.
I mean, I'm one of these people who do believe that all sanitary products should be free anyway. All of that should be free. But the fact that someone's come up with this fucking idea and they've gone, oh, this is my idea. It's basically, they're called period pants. What are they? Knickers. Yeah, what do they do? Nothing. They just cover everything fucking up. So what else are they? You just don't have to wear anything with them. So are they just thicker down there? Yeah, they're just thicker down there and they absorb things.
But you're bleeding into pants.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
I just don't get that. I mean, I just don't understand.
So when you say, have you seen my bleeding pants?
There you are. They are the period knickers for sale in Marks and Spencer's. Ladies, gents,
have they
wrapped
the price up on regular knickers?
I actually didn't look at the price.
Yeah.
You know, and they look so... They just look bloody awful. Anyway, next time you're in M&S, ladies and gents, just go and have a look. Just go and have a look and let us know what you think. Anyway, moving forward, for my birthday, I received a parcel.
Oh, yes.
But It was a lovely parcel. It was some lovely flowers. Very pretty. There they are on the... very pretty roses, white roses. And a little box of chocolates. And the card, basically, is a ransom note for my missing knickers.
No!
And bra. Yes.
What does it say?
It basically says... I'll show it to you. Let me get it.
Holy shit.
It's kind of funny, but it's a bit weird. There's some weird fuckers out there.
Sounds it.
And there's three weird fuckers in here, but...
It basically says... Well, go on, you read it.
Get your glasses out.
I can't remember what it says, because I was a bit freaked out.
Oh.
Right. I have your knickers. I have your bra. If you want to see them again... Unharmed? I mean, this is a bit fucking weird, isn't it?
Unharmed or unsoiled?
Soiled is in the next...
Oh.
In return, I want a pair of soiled pants from Glenn and Carl.
Oh, wow. Well, looks and like then, you're never going to get those back in
there. Then we were like, well, where do we... What does it say to leave them where? This is what
this
made
is
me
on
laugh.
Back. This is on the back. Back. In order to retrieve...
And this is... can you see? It's typed, Glenn. It's not like a handwritten thing.
No. Your undergarments. You need to place Glenn and Carl's undergarments. Now, this is weird. In an Aldi bag. In the left-hand cubicle, in the public toilets... of Birdlip.
Really?
Where the hell's Birdlip?
Is there a place called Birdlip? It says Birdlip here. That's Birdlip, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is there a place called Birdlip?
I'm going to Google it now. Birdlip, how are you spelling it?
B-I-R-D-L-I-P, that's how they've spelt it. I don't know if it's a he or she. I want to say he spelt it, but it could be a she.
B-R-D-L-I-P.
I think it is a she, because to get into
it's a village.
Mm. Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, where? Down south?
Village in England. I'm going to click on the map, and then I can zoom out. Trouble with Google is it's too specific. It just says it's village in England. Right, now I'm zooming out. Oh, it's near Bristol.
So down south.
Now, do we know anyone
closer to Cheltenham? In fact,
I know two people who live in Bristol, but they wouldn't be nicking your knickers because they'd have to be up here. See, this is what gets me: is how can someone come up here, nick your knickers, and then be down in Bristol?
Wow. Well, that's interesting.
The only two people I know in Bristol are pillars to the community.
Woo!
Yeah, but what we ask ourselves is, are we going to put our knickers in an Aldi bag?
I was going to say, you'll probably never see your underwear ever again.
I don't think we should.
No.
I don't think we should. Just see what happens next.
Why don't we and record it for the podcast to see if we can actually find the knicker-knicker?
Yes. And if you're listening to this podcast in the Cheltenham area, keep your eyes peeled for anybody looking suspicious with Aldi bags.
Yes.
Just like the whole population of Cheltenham.
There we go. Or any of our friends near the southwest would be lovely, thank you.
That's right, lovely jibbly. Onwards and upwards,
I say.
Has anybody done their day?
I've done my day, Carl. You've done your day, I say. Have you done your day?
Well, do you know what? Today was a very happy day for me. Very
happy day.
Because the missus wasn't in. Yeah.
No, it wasn't. It was because you went out.
All day.
To enjoy yourself. And left me on my own.
To enjoy yourself.
To enjoy yourself.
And do you know what? We had a couple of guys around because they're doing the roof of the house, fixing some bits and bobs. Really nice couple of guys. I mean, their boss came around to have a look at the job. He was really nice. It was nice. Three good, nice people. You know, customer service, brilliant. Went out for lunch, went to a little cafe.
Did you?
Brilliant.
Which one did you?
People were lovely. The one in the village.
Oh, right.
Yeah, the one sort of up, just opposite the funeral parlour.
Oh, yes, I know the one you mean.
And, strangely, they do serve a lot more meat dishes. Oh, than there's a few
interesting. Yeah.
Anyway, do you know what? Just everyone was lovely. It was just...
Makes a nice change.
Parked the car, got out of the car, people saying hello, good morning. It was just one of those...
Aww.
If Disney were doing like a day in the life of today...
A quintessential English village.
Squirrels helping me park the car. And
did you go like this? When you got out the car?
My arse did. Yeah, so that was my day. Literally, it was a day filled with happy, sort of kind of nice people. Oh, and it was lovely.
I can say it's because I wasn't in the air.
And then, of course, Yvette came home and it all went fucking horribly wrong.
The dark cloud came over the house.
No, Yvette came home and made it even better.
Oh, you creep.
The trouble is, people think I'm a creep, I actually mean it.
Yes, I know.
Always be sincere whether you mean it or not.
Hey, I tell you what, we've been watching. I missed that, whatever you said. I'm sure it was hilarious.
It was.
you little shit. You said something derogatory about me then, didn't you? I'm not paranoid at all. Bastard.
Just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not out to get you.
I tell you what, me and Mr. Beatty have been into.
Oh, hang on.
Look, that made you... Look at his face!
Is this something that Channel 4 should be showing? Or?
No, this would be original.
He got really interested then. His head snapped round.
It did, yeah.
You pervy.
Yeah.
Rising Damp.
Oh,
it's fantastic. And the best one is... Things That Go Bump in the Night.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's series 2, isn't it?
Yeah,
Series 2. Oh, my God. Please watch it. It's on YouTube. It's called Things That Go Bump in the Night, Rising Damp, and it's where Rigsby sees the ghost of the white lady in his house. I couldn't breathe, could I? No. I really could not breathe.
Well, I did have a pillow over your face.
Ah, that's it. And you were going, shh.
I know what I meant to ask you.
No.
Have you... damn it. Have you... All the research you were doing...
Oh, yes.
Your quiz. Have you done the quiz yet?
No, not yet. Because of the passing of our beautiful, beautiful queen, they had to put the recording date back.
Okay, right.
So, yes, it'll be the end of November that I go and record it, which was really good, actually, because it gave me more time to do a bit more revising. Mm.
Yeah. Do you know what? I think, you know, it has been, and we've not really sort of spoken about it. I know this whole thing is about being up and stuff, but do you know what? We should be up about our beautiful queen.
Mm. Yeah.
Because she did such a great lot for our country, and, you know, more so than anyone else. She really got into this.
More than people would ever realise, probably.
She did a lot more than people. And bearing in mind, she insisted on knowing everything that was going on, all the bad as well as the good, so she would know if there were terrorist plots that were being foiled, and she had all of that weight on her shoulders, and she still day by day met people, smiled, did the business, and did service for our country. I know there's people out there who maybe don't particularly support the monarchy, but they're the type of people who know
you don't price understand.
The price of everything, the value of nothing.
Yes.
And you think the billions they bring in. But what she did, she is an inspiration to us all. Yeah. Because of what she did, she's just great. And now, Charles III, God Save the King.
That's right.
Yeah,
but God Save the King. It's funny, isn't it? I was watching, have you heard of Jordan Peterson?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Not Peter Jordanson.
No, absolutely fantastic. He was doing the O2 Arena, and it was when went on stage and they all discovered that the Queen had passed on. And he did the most amazing speech and talking about how it's going to be very, very, very hard for King Charles III because the Queen was such an exceptional human being and did the most exceptional job for so many years. He said, only once in a blue moon do you get a monarch like that. Mm. He said, that has lasted... Or 15 prime ministers and gone through all of that. He said, are we going to get another monarch that will be just as good? He said that. He said, I wish King Charles III, you know, all the luck and not in these words, but basically he's got a lot of work ahead of him.
The way the government carry on these days, I wouldn't be surprised if between Charles and William's reign, there'll be another 15 prime ministers.
Actually true.
Do you know what though? I think Charles is a good, caring man. He is a very good man.
He does care.
And he really cares. And I think that the things with the Queen is that she's probably one of the only monarchs, and I'm not knocking the others, but she's one of the only monarchs who actually cared about the people more than herself. And she really did. She put everyone else first. And I think Charles is the same. I really do. There's one bit, the first speech he made. Now, when the cameras carried on rolling at the end and he finished, apparently, I've not seen it, but I've been told it, that when it finished, he actually said, "Oh, we don't know." And they said, yes. It's only then he wiped a tear from his eye.
Oh.
And you think that says everything you need to know about. So, I mean, when my mum died, there's no way I speak to people, or certainly on that level, a couple of days afterwards. I was in bits. Yeah. So he managed to do it. And I think it'll be good. Anyway, God save the King. Good luck to you, Your Majesty.
And just very quickly, yeah. I just watched an interview with Theresa May. Yeah. Not Theresa May. Who's the bloody Prime Minister, for Christ's sake?
Well,
ain't that British politics?
Oh, what's her name? Not Rishi Sunak.
She's called.
Oh my god!
It's like one of those hypnotist tricks when they say you can't remember
your
name.
It's a new game show. Name the Prime Minister. Is it Theresa May? No. Is it
Boris Johnson?
Is it Rishi Sunak?
Was it ever Boris Johnson?
It was Boris Johnson at one point. Yeah. Is it Gordon Brown?
I just got that. What's she called?
Is it Tony Blair? Because Tony Blair was Prime Minister for quite some time.
What a cock he was, and still is.
What is she called? I've got to look it up. It's really annoying me. I've got it.
Go on, who's going to get there first? Come on.
Oh, no,
I know there's listeners shouting at the radios right now.
It's a race
because they know the answer.
I've got a real lot.
When something goes from you,
Liz Truss, a surname
with one of my favourite words. I was watching her being interviewed when she was just made Prime Minister.
Yeah,
and she was being interviewed by CNN in America, and they did a lovely thing. They had the Union flag behind. Right, did you notice how she was sitting with her legs open?
Yeah,
you watched that clip. And she only moves one arm.
Yeah. It's like she's a spitting image puppet being operated by someone.
It's like Eric Morgan would have said, who's working over this with a foot? I was so embarrassed. Oh, yes, I had a meeting with the Queen 2 days before she passed. Well, you could have picked up some body language from Her Majesty, couldn't you? Learn to cross your fucking legs!
Yeah, but the thing is, they're missing a trick. If they'd given the job to you as Prime Minister, you could have a word with the Queen 2 days after she had died.
This is true.
What gets me is you got this Liz Truss, and I feel very sorry for her, because there's this part... And it must be a parliament thing, you know, when you're an MP and you're trying to do all that thing, you go, I just want to be the Prime Minister. I don't care what for. I just want to be the Prime Minister. I don't care for how long. I just want to be the Prime Minister. Who the fuck would want to be the Prime Minister?
I don't know anybody.
No one in their own mind.
Country now. Because literally, the people, and it's not just the fucking government, it's the situation as well, but it's fucked. anyone who said, do you want to run the country? Anyone who in the right
run
mind...
Run a mile!
Not just yet. Give us 10 years now, come with a girl. Yeah.
We've gone very serious, haven't we? Now and again, we slip into serious mode.
We do slip into something quite comfortable.
I think it's quite a good thing to do every now... Not all the time.
Touch base with reality.
Yes, but we need to... I also
Let's get back
think,
to escapism.
Yeah, hurry up to...
Correspondence Corner.
Oh!
Correspondence Corner.
Right.
The field in and the hunt.
Gosh, we're chatting away,
aren't
we?
Send us your email. Don't be a...
Cat.
Crazy cat.
Crazy cat.
Do you want to go first or shall I?
Oh, you go first.
Oh, you are being benevolent this evening.
I know. Go
tell
on.
You what, she's on one.
No, I can
she's
see
got
that.
A period pants on.
No, I think it's an... I can see it's a very, very long email.
Well, there's two on this first page.
Good God. Right, go.
Hello, amazing friends, says Jennifer Broderick.
Hello, Jennifer.
And family, this is Jennifer from South Africa.
Hello, Jennifer.
I emailed in... You're right about all around the world.
Yes.
I emailed in a long time ago and decided to email again. I'm still on the topic of fingers. My previous email was about a client of ours with the surname Finger. And made me think of you. Made me think of you lots. But the funny thing, last night, or may I say in the early morning hours as I lay in bed, I couldn't sleep. So I went on Spotify to see if any new episodes were out, and to my luck, nothing yet. So this morning, on the morning of the 15th, I came to work and started listening to a new episode, and when you opened the podcast with the fingers, I remember that I dreamed about the fingers the previous night. There was a whole shelf with just fingers. I should buy myself some fingers. I don't want my next dream to be about the fingers chasing me. Thank you for the amazing podcast and making my days great, says Jennifer Broderick, who obviously got a thing about fingers now.
Jennifer Fingers.
Jennifer, love, you need to get a life, sweetheart.
Jenny Fingers.
Jenny Fingers.
That's what we're going to call her from now. Your name from now on should be Jenny Fingers.
Yeah.
Jenny Fingers.
Careful, they're going to finger you, Jennifer.
Yeah, you've been fingered, Jenny Finger.
Jenny Finger.
Jenny Finger.
All right.
Not Jennifer, Jenny Finger.
All right, enough, you two. Jenny Finger Broderick. Stop it.
Broderick. Jenny Finger Broderick.
Jenny Finger, do you want a finger? Have a sniff of these. Have you fingered Jenny Finger?
Have you had enough? Have you finished?
Would you like a finger?
No, I fucking wouldn't.
The correct answer there was yes, I'd love one.
No, I don't want sardine. One. Stuff off with your fingers.
Would you like a sardine? I'll have them then.
No, actually. You're not having my fingers.
Right, next email then comes from Shauna Littrick.
Hi, oh,
lovely
Shauna.
Lovely. Whose coat is this jacket?
Shauna. Let's say we love you to Shauna. One, two, three.
We love you, Shauna. All right, how's it going? All right. Hello, Cheesy Baller crew. Hope you're all well. Well, let me tell you about the complete embarrassment I experienced when I was on holiday in Tenerife last week.
Oh.
It was an experience I'd rather forget. Me and my mum were on holiday and decided to go out one night for cocktails. One led to two, two led to three, and so on. Before we knew it, we were neck deep in gin-frozen cocktails, seeing double and singing along to the cabaret act, a bloody Neil Diamond tribute, no less.
Brilliant.
No.
Play it now.
Shut up.
Play it
now.
If you
want me to speak to you for the rest of the night, you'll shut up.
Baby.
No!
We decided to get a taxi back because there was no way we could walk back. This is when it gets bad. I stumbled getting out of the taxi and then ended up face planting the floor.
No, love.
That sounds painful.
If that wasn't bad enough, I realised not only was I lying on the floor, I was also wearing my undergarments.
No.
I was bearing my undergarments in the whole of Playa de las Americas.
Were you wearing your period knickers or was it that C-string?
Oh, yeah, it could have been the C-string.
Yeah.
I was wearing a bloody dress. I managed to get up while the taxi driver was standing there waiting for us to pay him. I was mortified, so I quickly ran into the hotel hoping no one saw me and my bruised pride. Let me tell you, gin is lethal. Also, following on from Carl's customer service complaints, I experienced something similar in a motorway services driving to a most haunted experience. I stopped for a coffee and the cashier was so rude, no manners and certainly no smile on his face, more like he was chewing a bloody wasp. Anyway, that's all from me. Keep up the hard work. The podcast lasts. Have got me through some difficult days. Thank you all very much. Love you all. See you soon.
Thank you, Shauna. Lovely lady.
Next time you see an angry person serving you at the motorway services, just fall over and show me your knickers.
Yeah, absolutely.
That might cheer them up.
Yeah, but you know why? I just don't. What? A smile costs nothing.
All right, we know. Don't get him on that. I know, love.
If you're serving me on a cake,
you started now, Shauna.
We've done it.
Smile!
Hello, stop. Please, you've got to break that fucking chair.
I'll buy a fucking new one.
Don't, because it won't go with the rest of the set, will it?
You know the broken ones.
Please stop doing that. Hello and all. Hello and all. Everybody.
Shouldn't there be one and all?
Hello and all. Hope this email finds you well. Just so you know, the reason why we're laughing is we've had to edit out one letter that made no sense whatsoever. It was a beautiful letter, but it's had us all in stitches, but we couldn't put it in the show because it just didn't make any sense. So that's why we're still laughing, because the beginning of this reads, "Hello and all. Hope this email finds you well. My husband and myself are house/pet sitters. We've been fortunate enough to care for some wonderful pets, both in the UK, Europe, and are soon off to Australia to care for some wonderful animals. Yes, hard life, I know. When we stay in new places, we like to go off exploring and we'll find local museums, tea rooms, and dig a little deeper into the area's history. However, we have no desire to visit this museum here on the Isle of Wight. It's poomuseum.org. Yes, I shit you not. A poo museum. Do any of your listeners have any local museums more bizarre than this? Much love to you all, Sharon Crane. P.S. Carl, my husband said yes. I am easy to pick up. Just not literally anymore. He's recovering nicely.
The words is going.
Should have been.
I don't know.
Wait, I'm finished. Stop leaning on the chair. P.S. Carl, my husband said yes. I am easy to pick up. Just not literally anymore. He's recovered nicely.
From fucking what?
Should have been too long before. Should have. Should have B, too long before he stops walking like John Wayne.
The only thing I can think of there is obviously she may have sent in an email previously and of said course. Something. We reacted to it. And
yeah, of course. Yes.
You're gonna, if you listen, if you ever do this, please remind us of
we
what
can't
it was
remember.
That you were referring to and to which previous podcast. Because we won't remember.
We won't remember. Now. Oh my God. Right. Hopefully, Ollie Tipler. Oh my God, stop it! Don't do that. It scared the shit out of me.
The car just flicked the
bike. And there was a bit of biscuit on it. It flew in my face.
The fact you jumped.
I know. Anyway, Ollie Tipler normally makes sense, so that's okay. He writes with love and bollocks. Greetings and salutations, my wonderful podcasters. Going off of my email the other week.
The start. I hope he's referencing it properly as I've just requested.
I think he does. Regarding the Elvis burger.
Oh yeah, there was an Elvis burger that we talked about.
I can't remember. Maybe those ingredients, bit of mincemeat, crispy bacon, plenty of cheese and smooth peanut butter, could be used to make a podcast pie.
Good.
Yeah. It's making my mouth water, my nipples lactate, and my underpants dribble with like a leaky tap at the mere thought of it.
Have you tried period, Nick?
These my glasses, Steve. These aren't just any. These aren't just any gammy, dirty, red period knickers. These are box of Spencer's period knickers. Sorry, it made me laugh so much, and my glasses are steamed up.
Oh, fucking hell, my jaws are. I've only got one of them.
Ollie Tipler, sorry, continuing. I've also had to do some decorating. No thanks to Carl and Glenn after spitting a mouthful of coffee up our living room wallpaper when Glenn made the moustache joke, you bastard.
Joke?
And Carl laughed that dirty laugh of his. Once I'd calmed down and the wife had given me a fuck off you twat look from over her moustache, I decided to take another mouthful of coffee, thinking it would be safe to do so. Laughed again and shot our puppy with it. The yelp of surprise he gave prompted the wife to not allow him to sleep in our bed on my side and me in his crate. The backache I've got is worth it, though. All the best, as always. As I said, love and bollocks from Ollie Tipler. Well,
Ollie Tipler, we love you.
Thank you.
Oh my God.
It's just like a fitness regime reading these emails, isn't it? Now then.
You take some blood pressure tablets.
Got an email here from Lisa in Eastbourne.
Okay.
Hello, Lisa.
Hello.
In Eastbourne.
Says, hi, you cheesy ballers. Been a long-time listener, first-time emailer. We love those kind of emailers.
We do.
Oh, God.
Love how your podcast brightens up my days, even if a few raised eyebrows from laughing whilst on a train or while going to work. Just been listening to episode 90 where the conversation got onto trains. Well, Carl, I must be an alien.
Fuck, that must be a good podcast.
Oh, my God.
This is really some context here, don't we? I think it was on How Was Your Day and I was complaining that people were sat on the trains going backwards on purpose.
Oh yes, that's right. Yeah.
And Carl said, well, they must be aliens. You gotta be an alien. Yes, you're gonna do that.
Good memory.
It's all coming back to me now. Well, because it's quite recent compared to early ones. Carl, I must be an alien as I really don't mind being on a seat going backwards, which is what I'm doing now. Going to London to hopefully see the Queen lying in state if the queue's not too long. Oh, good for you.
Oh, did you see Philip and Ollie?
Philip and Olive.
Philip and Olive. Did you see Philip and Olive? Do you know? Yeah, she's the blonde one. Well, they're both blonde, aren't they?
Yes, I did see all of that hoo-ha.
When Yvette was at a book launch, Because she's got a new book coming out. I don't know if anyone knows.
Oh, it's yes, out does now, anybody know? Oh, it's out now. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. The Ripper of Whitechapel.
Been out a week now. Doing yes, very well.
Yes.
But when you've had the book launch, you were doing a question and answers, weren't you, to some people who'd be at the bookshop, an audience, and in the just near there were Philip's book. It was at the bottom, and I couldn't help it. I just took it. Shouldn't this be at the front of the shop?
Anyway, keep up the podcast. Live long and prosper and love and light, says Lisa in his Eastbourne. P.S. Sorting out some theatre programmes the other day and came across one for Mother Goose, who was in the show, but Yvette.
That's right.
It was going back to the late 90s at Devonshire Park Theatre in Eastbourne. The pantomime holds a special place in my heart, as last show we saw with my granddad before he passed away. Oh. Every time I hear the Queen's song Don't Stop Me Now and think of the show, it was one of the opening songs they had in Mother Goose.
Good grief, that's wow. Right.
Is that right?
That's right. Don't you remember me telling you there was the guy in there and he was dressed in a football outfit and he came on and he did Don't Stop Me Now. And I said every time I hear that song, it reminds me of the pantomime. Yeah. Oh, he was a...
Who else was in it with you?
Oh, I can't remember.
Surely John Inman, because he always did Mother
Goose. No, it was... Was it... See, I did a couple of pantomimes.
Puss in Boots was that DJ Clary. Bloke, wasn't it?
Tony Blackburn? No,
which one you do with the DJ, the one with the frizzy hair?
Oh, Dave Lee Travis.
Dave Lee Travis.
Oh.
I can't remember. I actually can't remember.
Oh, wow.
Because the first one I ever did was Dick Whittington. Mm. That was with Dave Lee Travis. This one, Mother Goose, I can't remember. I cannot remember who was it.
Well, a long time ago, though,
wasn't it? Was a very long time
ago. Well, I did a pantomime, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, with Charles Hawtrey of Carry On fame.
Oh, yes, I do remember you telling me this.
How wonderful. Have you ever done panto?
No.
Have you ever done Charles Hawtrey?
Oh, hello. Yeah. No, I haven't, though. But I've always thought...
You'd be a good dame.
Yeah, I could do one of the Ugly Sisters or something like that.
Yeah, you'd be a brilliant.
I think you'd make a good Cinderella.
Hey, if there's any theatre companies out there that would like two people in their panto for next year, we're too late for this year, but next year, Carl and Glenn... are up for it.
Yeah, we'd have a bit of fun with that,
and we'd be up each other.
You would be.
We wouldn't.
Oh, you could play the cow, couldn't you? The front cow. And back end of a cow.
Or a horse or something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on. Hello, you beautiful peoples. Who's this from? Oh, it's from Nick Anderson from Keithley. Would you like to read it out?
Go on, then.
Right.
Keithley. Didn't we do a bus museum in Keithley?
Yes, he does allude to that at some point as well. Does he? Actually. But yes, there you go.
Oh, my God, it's 3 pages long.
Okay.
Well, because there's a large picture on one of them.
Oh, okay. Hello, you beautiful peeps. After Carl and Yvette mentioned they were bringing back fingering, I think my phone must have been listening because this little green gem appeared on my Facebook feed. Needless to say, I didn't click on the link. As a platinum star gay, never touched a vagina in my life, as I was a sunroof baby, C-section, there are some things I really never need to see. There we go. So there's a picture.
Sunroof baby, C-section. What a great...
Yeah.
That's what we call my youngest Toby. He was a sunroof baby.
Nancy Ismi. South African music dancer Zodwa allows her fans to finger her on stage. No way! While performing! No way! And there's a picture, and they're looking and they're putting their fingers up her privates.
And she's loving every minute of it.
Oh my God! Also,
next
dear.
Time we do a Most Haunted Live, that's what I want you to do.
You talking to Glenn or me? Also, Glenn, I hold you fully responsible for my laughing fit after mentioning Yvette's moustache.
Yvette's face just now.
See now. It's not funny, Glenn. Your full-on Motley laugh had me in absolute hysterics. It didn't have me in hysterics before, Nick Anderson. And I liked you from Keithley. Now I don't. Anyway, P.S. Did an investigate... I'm only joking. I really do. Did an investigate... Not like you. No, I do like you. Oh, I do like you. Did an investigation at Keithley Bus Museum before it closed. Is it closed?
No. That's a shame.
Holy Jesus Christ in mother fluffing Jerusalem. Nearly left a trail of shit as I was running out the door screaming like a virgin being broken in. It was terrifying. Oh my God. I didn't know it would close down.
I didn't know it closed down.
Oh, what a
shame. We were looking at going back there.
Sounds like you had a good time then.
I would have loved to have done a live show there this Halloween.
Oh, wouldn't that be great, Keithley Bus Museum?
Why can't I always close down?
Because he's not there anymore.
Yeah, where the bus is.
Anyway.
What a shame.
Ben Weston. Hello, Ben Weston.
Hey, buddy boy.
Yeah, buddy.
Guys, beautiful to hear your delicious tones once again and your collective chortles, guffaws and general fucking stupidity. It makes me laugh my bollocks off. Anyway, on the subject of co-op cheesy poofs, we had a couple of bags of these over the course of a week, and I have to say they were the oiliest bastards I've ever had. Bloody dripping, they were nearly. Bastards, I won't buy them ever again. Ever. And the pronunciation is Halfords, not Halfords.
Oh.
That will be all. The very kindest of regards. Your old pal, Ben Weston. He's got the phone number here. Call me. Call this number now. If you didn't sing this, you're dead and dusty inside. I kind of did. Oh, call me. Call this number now.
It's Blondie. Call me.
Yeah.
Call
me. Got it.
Yeah. Anyway. I was never a Blondie fan, you know.
No, my dad was. Mm. Right, is that it?
Yes, obviously, Ben, we're not calling you because every time we do, you never bloody answer.
You never answer!
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I think it's time we had a game of...
What's that noise? 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 Tell us the answers, girls and boys.
The noise is this.
It's mystifying everybody.
It is. Hello, Yvette, Glenn, Carl, Pets and Ghosts. Convinced it's an HP Inkjet 211 PC printer, the 2016 model. Keith Winslow.
And he's correct. Only joking.
Very specific. I'm assuming that's brilliant. What he has and it makes that noise.
Yeah.
Hi, Yvette, Glenn, Carl and everyone in between. Just wanted to say I love the podcast, have listened to every single one and I'm always howling from laughter every time. My guess for the What's That Noise segment is it the sound of a trimmer... I'm not reading that out. You can read that out. I'm not going to get slapped.
Right, okay, what is it?
Second one down.
My guess for the What's That Noise segment is the sound of a trimmer used.
I've thrown Carl under the bus here.
Oh, fuck. Chris Ledger said this.
Go on.
It's a trimmer used to trim your best massage. Make a louder fucking noise than that.
I wouldn't even mind, but I don't have a moustache. Fuck off.
That was funny.
I don't think it's funny. I don't think it's funny at all.
It's not funny.
And I actually quite hurt.
There you are, Chris. See what you've done to him.
Anyway,
he's left his phone number. He's brave.
Chris Ledger, you're fucked.
When I die, I'm going to come back and haunt you, you shit.
Now, we've got to answer to this question.
What's in Bernard's butt? What's in Bernard's butt? What's in Bernard's butt? What's in Bernard's butt?
Right then, plenty of guesses coming in now. Hopefully they're going to get closer to the clues of it's something from a freezer.
Oh, it's Olive to Olive? It's Olive to, Olive to, off, oh, I can't speak. Jesus Christ. Oliver Tipler. Jeez.
Ollie Tipler was...
Ollie, God, what's up with me? What's in Bernard's butt? A freezer item. Hmm, is it an ice cube tray? Is it frozen chips? Frozen peas? Frozen veg? Bag of ice cubes?
Oh.
Yorkshire puds? I just wait, look at where he's waiting to see me and react with his finger on that button.
Oh, his finger in you?
Yeah. Frozen sausages. Fuck, I'm out of any more ideas, says Ollie.
Well, maybe the next people can have a guess.
Okay, oh here we go. Lorraine Horton. Is it a melted Mivy?
What's that?
A Mivy is an ice cream.
Oh.
Hi, gang. Lisa, the tube driver here. Hey, Lisa.
Hey, Lisa, the tube driver.
I have booked and I am looking forward to meeting you all on March the 18th, 2022 at HMP Shrewsbury.
Oh, I have a few guesses. March the 18th. I think she's missed it.
Oh, this next year.
2022. You just said 2022.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe she meant this, yeah.
Sorry?
She must have got the date wrong.
Unless you can go back in time.
Maybe she can.
Hey, if she drives a tube train, if she goes backwards, she'll go back to March.
Okay, she has a few guesses. Is it a freezer drawer, an ice cube tray, or an ice cube? Quicker than that, Glenn.
Oh, it's this thing you can't keep up.
Okay, so that's from Lisa Harvey, our tube driver.
We can go back in time.
I want her to record a message on play another out one. On the tube.
Oh, yeah, she's done that before.
Yeah, she should do it again.
Is there any way you guys can... If she can give you something that she would that would actually be said, but you guys say it, and they send out you actually saying it.
Oh, that would be good.
Like Mind the Gap.
Mind the Gap. Oh, you'd be good
Mind
at that.
The Gap. Yeah, but both of you do it. You've got to do it in your normal voices.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay.
Mind the Gap.
Mind the Gap.
See, we're auditioning.
Mind the fucking gap, you
twats. Can you imagine?
Mind the gap between your legs.
Right. Rosie Gillard from Buckinghamshire. Hello, guys. I have three guesses for Bernard's butt because it's driving me bloody insane. Frozen chips. Potato waffles. Bag of peas. It has to be one of these, says Rosie.
Well, it's not.
Oh, good day to you all from Claire Wall. I think it's a frozen pizza in Bernard's butt. She says, thank you all for the laughs and many happy hours listening to you guys. So glad you didn't stick to the studio. What? No wine? Thank you for the laughs and many happy hours listening to you guys. Loads of love from Claire Wall.
Oh, well done, Claire.
That's fantastic.
Tremendous.
She did what millions couldn't.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah, she guessed what was
from
in
around
there,
the world.
Now, just so we don't give any duff information out, I've just been onto the Keithley Bus Museum website.
Oh, yeah.
And it says nothing about it being shut. According to this, it's the only time it says it's shut.
Is it closing
was,
time?
Was on the
pandemic.
No, on the Queen's funeral.
Oh, yeah,
and if you have a look there, that's the website. It doesn't say it's shut, does it?
No, it's welcome.
According to that, it's still going. So I don't know what's going on. Hopefully, it's still open.
Wouldn't that be wonderful to do a live show?
Let's see if we can.
Oh my God, that I would be so excited.
Yes. And do you know what? All of these places out there, like Keithley Bus Museum, if you are having trouble, get in touch with us here at the podcast.
Yes,
because
please.
If there's anything else that Most Haunted can do to maybe get some publicity your way or some people to know about you more, just let us know. We'd love to help. We really would.
Yeah, there could be another abandoned old tube station that we haven't visited yet.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about your vagina.
It's just not funny. It's just not funny at all. It just really isn't funny. I wish Mary was here.
She probably does as well, listening to this.
Yeah, she does.
Shut up, you. Right, what's next?
Now then, I think, therefore I am, we should find out what's bestowing the errors of the Daleks this week.
Oh, yes.
Yes, so here.
If you can look at you, tapping on your board.
Here it is.
Since the collapse of the Dalek Empire, the most evil creatures in the universe, formerly obsessed with ludicrously complicated interstellar battle tactics, find themselves scattered across the galaxy, where they are forced to live ordinary, everyday lives, in which they discover a new enemy. Dalek Dilemmas!
Oh, I promised the mother-in-law that I'd pick her up at 2:30, but I've already agreed for the vicar to come round for a sandwich at the same time. It's chucking it down and she'll get pitch-wit through. My wife's gonna kill me!
Dalek Dilemmas! And you thought the only thing they had to worry about were stairs.
Help!
Well, that's a bit awkward for them there, isn't it?
Oh, dear.
Well, do you know what? I don't know how they're going to survive.
No.
I know they've come a long way.
Yeah.
But
mixing up an appointment between vicars and things. Yeah.
You can't mess a vicar around.
No, you can't
make a vicar
around.
You can't
mess a vicar around.
Oh, hang on. What was that banging?
Oh, not again. Oh, God.
Oh, it's backfiring. It's a marina.
Oh, dear. Good old Reg.
Hey, now. Do we think he's better than last week? Because he was very down last week.
He was down, wasn't he? Yeah. Down and out.
Yeah.
Well, fingers crossed. We'll
Is that somebody in the back? It looks like there's a woman in the back of the car. Look.
What?
Oh, God.
Oh, no. That wouldn't be Windoline, would it?
She better not come in. Well, I'm scared of her.
I'll see you guys in a minute.
Hold her off at the pass,
hey,
Carl.
How are you doing?
Oh,
God. Oh, he's
here. Hey, Reg. How are you doing, love?
I'm fine. Thank you very much. How are you?
We're all right. Are you feeling yourself? You don't seem too happy.
No, I'm fine. Thank you very much.
Are you feeling yourself?
It
doesn't sound right now.
Well, you know what I mean.
Okay. It's the way you said it with a smile on your face.
How are you feeling yourself, Reg?
No, I'm fine. Thank you. I'm fine, thank you very much. Oh, yeah, that I've been feeling.
That's good.
Do you know all those years that we've been saying that and I've just got it? Are you feeling yourself? I can't say that anymore, can you? I haven't been feeling myself.
Who was that?
Oh, my God. Are you feeling yourself?
No, I've not been feeling myself.
Oh, hi, Regia.
With my possessions, I've been feeling someone else. Oh, yeah, it's been a tough one.
Oh,
it's been tough, Ivy.
Why?
Yvette. It has. It's been a tough week. Sorry, I got emotional then. I've even brought Windoline with me. She doesn't like Diddy.
You left her in the car with him, though.
You're not bringing her in. I mean, that's lovely.
Sorry, no, so, I might bring her in if I need it. Is that okay?
Does she like dogs?
He's very flatulent.
So is Windoline. No, she's a windy woman, is Windoline. Because her parents had their own window cleaning company.
Right.
And she used to be a hooker.
Right, she played rugby as well, did she?
I think so. Yeah, she's a big woman. She's got strong thighs. Yeah, she's got strong thighs. She doesn't shave her legs. She's a good woman, though.
So are you still possessed?
I get possessed. It's the trouble. It's draining me, It's draining me. I'm not myself. I'm just not myself.
Is that what?
Come back!
Jesus Christ!
You bastard! I'm coming in. I'm going to get you all. Yvette Fielden! You're a witch!
Sorry,
I'm trying to get it down. I can't get it down. Go away. Spare me.
Where's spermie in all of this?
Spin yourself a web of goodness. A web of milky goodness. And trap him and pull him away. Oh, spare me. It's doing me head in.
Can we get through to this negative?
I don't
medium?
Know. All I need to do is get back to my roots.
Right.
Get back to my roots and give people a ring.
Let's ring up somebody.
Right,
and they might be able to pull you out of your depression.
Right,
yes,
okay.
That's a very good call.
Now, last time we tried to ring this person, he didn't answer. So this is the last time we're actually going to ring him.
Okay.
So we're not going to tell you who it is, Reg.
Okay.
Hopefully they might cheer you up.
I already know.
Sorry, this person can't answer at the moment, so please leave a message after the tone. If you'd like to change your message after you've left it, please press hash.
Well, I just think it's fucking stupid. If he can't be bothered to answer the fucking phone, as far as I'm concerned, he can fuck off. He's not recording this, are you? Have you put the phone down?
No, not yet.
The guy's a twat. He's an absolute fucking twat.
I'll hang up now.
Fucking cock.
Well, we did try.
We did try again.
Even though we said earlier that we wouldn't ring you.
Yeah,
we did.
We did. Because we thought we'd give you another chance.
You know, I knew he wouldn't pick up.
Did you?
That means my psychic ability's coming back.
Oh, that's good.
You know, when you said I'm ringing someone, in my mind I thought, cunt. I did. I'm getting it back. I'm going to fight this evil entity.
Yes, Reg.
You're on the bench. Bending me over and taking advantage of me. Dry.
Oh.
He doesn't put any lube up there. He uses me for his own virtue.
He
fills me with his dirty seed.
Oh, that's... You need lube, love.
Oh, he does. He does need lube. But I'm going to fight it because I'm better than that. You witch! Yeah. I'm coming back. You're not going to fight me. I'm going to fight you. Yeah, fucking not gonna fight me because I am fucking drunk. I'm a drunkard fake. And I'm not drunk and I'm not a fake. I'm real. Yeah, bastard. I'm not a bastard. I'm gonna fight you all the way. I've got to go and fight him.
I see Reg fighting.
He needs medical attention.
Reg Carcare, Reg Carcare brings love and light to you.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh my God! Every visit is intriguing
it
to
is,
me.
Yeah.
If you look out the window now, Wendelin and Diddy are on top of him. They're having a fight outside.
Oh no!
Oh, God.
Oh no!
What's going on?
Do you think we need to ring the police?
Nah, leave them to it. I say.
I tell you what, that Wendelin is a surprisingly brusque woman.
Is she?
I think she's had some plastic surgery done.
Oh, well, you see, I've only ever seen her from a distance. She scares the living shit out of me.
Oh, close up. Fuck you, no.
I mean, the way he was talking about it, it sounds like if she went out on a date, even the tide wouldn't take her out.
Well, apparently, Diddy was saying she's got her own psychic phone line and she's not even psychic.
Oh, my God. They need a documentary, those two, don't they? Wendelin and Reg Corker.
I know.
And Diddy. Right, well, I think it's the end of another fabulous podcast.
It certainly is.
I know, and honestly, if anybody mentions my feckin' moustache one more time,
we
I
didn't
swear to God.
This time.
It's not, I've never mentioned
just
it. You're not bloody writing it.
Oh, yeah.
I'll give you two.
Bye bye.
Bye. Funny.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.